Technology is not friendly with prices anymore. You know, not long time ago, maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago, technology used to reduce prices because you were able to produce more units. But now corporations and governments are using technology to jack prices up, to increase the prices. I'm going to show you maybe 6 or 8 technologies that are going to make everything more expensive. And I believe it's important to pay attention to this. First, to understand that we need to make more money. Like, making more money is not an option. It's a must. We have to do it. And second, because even though these technologies are massive and everybody's going to be using them, there are always ways to find these little loopholes, little empty spaces where you can save some money. And every percentage of your money that you save is going to help you to invest and to save your future. So stay tuned to this podcast. Before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to learn English and you are tired to go to the prostitute or to the university, go to inglesparacholos.com. I can tell you by experience, and you know, Uncle Balta never lies. All my students who are also in a prostitute, they say that Ingles para Cholos is superior by far. And remember, we have the guarantee. If you don't learn English in 6 months, I return you 2x your investment, so double your investment. Time to get started. The first one is a scary one that is called dynamic price model. This is the first time that I hear this term, or maybe I heard it before, but I knew that was something more related with transportation. And in order to explain it in a simple way, imagine that you have a prostitute friend. We all have many prostitute friends. So usually they charge you a fee, a regular fee. If it's Friday or Saturday, they ramp the fee maybe 50%. If it's a holiday, they ramp the fee 100%. And if they realize, if they sniff, if they smell that you are needy, that you are horny, now they are going to ramp you the price, and also they will ask you for a pollito a la brasa. So you get the point. They modify the price according to your need and to your urgency. And this is what this model does. This model understands the demand in a daily basis of the market, and then can increase the prices or reduce the prices. Usually, you can have a case in the taxi applications. Depending what time of the day is, they can increase the price or reduce it. Now, reality is that they don't apply this technology to give you a better price. No. In the low season, they are going to give you the average price, and in the high season, or in the high hour or peak hour, they are going to jack the price as much as possible. So that's why this technology is going to increase. Now we can see this in transportation, airplanes, taxis, buses, but in other countries, it's already happening with supermarkets. For example, at the end of the day, okay, we are back. Someone interrupt me. So as I was saying, long time ago, this thing was something just related with transportation, basically. Maybe also Airbnb, if you wanted to rent an apartment or a location, a house, they will increase the price in peak season. Makes sense. But the scary part is that this trend is also moving to the food industry, la comida. And in some countries, they are increasing the prices of the food depending the hour. So just to give you an idea, they are increasing the vegetables after 4 or 5 p.m. when the farmer market is closed and they don't have other option, now they increase the price. If they know that there are not competitors around, they can increase the price because they know people are not going to other place to buy. So the same will happen also with restaurants. Nowadays, most of the restaurants are changing their old billboards to screens. So changing the prices will be easier. You cannot go to the front door and say, hey, this is the price. No, because the price will be in the screen. And the screen will be modified automatically by the system. Who is trying to do this in US is Wendy's. If you know, in US, there is a big fast food chain called Wendy's. Like McDonald's, there is a Wendy's. And it's a big fast food. If they start to implement that and they see good results, you can bet that McDonald's and all the other fast foods will start doing the same. So remember, a dynamic price model is not your friend. Now, how can we overcome the situation? Is always buy with time, try to have some stock safe, try to find deals, buy bulk, buy what is cheap. I mean, it sounds silly, but it's reality. Some people say, no, yo pago capricho. That's a classic Latin American thing, pago capricho. The pago capricho means that you have to pay 100% more or even higher prices. So you need to protect your money. Let's go to the next one, that is consolidation. Consolidation is like politicians. Companies can do whatever they do once that they achieve consolidation, and you cannot say shit. I mean, they can increase the price 300%, and what the fuck are you going to do if you don't have other competitor to buy? And what happened now, and by the way, you don't need a monopoly. You can have a oligopolio. I don't remember how to say oligopolio in English, but you get the point, right? I think it's oligopoly, but you get the point. If you have 3 or 4 big players, they can set a cartel. So now they can modify the prices and they can negotiate between them. There is no competition. So this is going to destroy the free market. Plus, big corporations are increasing regulations. Sounds cool, right? Big corporations are increasing regulation. So there is no room for new players. Something extra is the data collection. As you know, data collection benefit the biggest companies because the person who can pay the most for the data is the person that can benefit for it. What else? Access to credit and money. Access to talent. They can buy the best talent in the market. Which is the best talent? First, the talent who know how to handle AI, because people who know how to handle artificial intelligence can do the job of 5 or 10 employees, or maybe more. So now you can kick a lot of people and just keep the ones that really know how to handle AI. And the other people, maybe the handyman, el mil oficios, or maybe the secretary, you can squeeze them as much as possible because you are a big corporation or a big cartel. To give you another example, you have this real estate manager, administradores de edificios. The big corporations, they can hire a real estate manager for 100 buildings, but the small player, he cannot hire a real estate manager for just one house. So you get the point how consolidation is going to be a thing, and that is going to increase the prices. Now, how to overcome this situation? I would say support the small players, buy the bones, compren los huesos, you know what are the bones so far. And try to partner up with small players. Try to set a volume of purchase. You know, hey, I'm going to buy you avocados every week. I'm going to buy you meat every week. But please give me a good discount because I'm going to buy you in bulk. And in that way, you can help the small player and you can help also yourself. You can be sure that you don't want just 1 or 3 big corporations in the market. I can tell you, I am in the fitness industry. And here, SmartFit is destroying the market. I am in SmartFit. And I can tell you, they are destroying the market. And eventually, they will be the only chain available. That's why I'm not selling my gym. I still have my little gym because I know that eventually, SmartFit is going to be able to increase the prices. Now, just to give a little parenthesis. For me, the price of a gym membership is undervalued. Nowadays, I'm paying 110 soles for a gym membership that I think is kind of unfair for all the benefits that they give to you. But the real business model that they have is that people, they pay and they don't go every day. So that is the business model. But you get the point, right? Be careful with the cartels and support the small players. The next one. And by the way, before I forget, my notes. I'm checking my notes. I believe that freelancers will still have a good advantage but not all the freelancers, only the ones that can partner up with other freelancers so you can distribute costs. For example, if you are 5 freelancers, you can rent a big office and parcel that office in smaller spaces. You can hire a secretary between 5 people, and if you want, the 5 people can have sex with the same secretary. And you need to research and move fast. There are little problems that sometimes they are not big enough for big corporations to solve it, but for a freelancer it's good enough to pay your bills. So try to move as fast as possible. You can be small but fast and still be profitable. The other one is oil prices. In oil prices, I don't want to jerk myself off. I don't want to presume to flex all my knowledge because I have abundance of knowledge about that. But I will tell you just some things. First, there was an attempt to replace oil, gasoline, petroleum, with other alternative sources of energy, solar and wind. But so far, it's proven that the shit is not doing the benefit. It's not giving the benefit that it was supposed. So everybody's moving back to oil. Even the ESG fund is almost done, is dead. So everybody's investing back to oil. By the way, even the electric cars is almost proven that that thing doesn't have future. So everybody's moving back to oil. Not only that, we have a war. We have many wars. Wars spend oil like crazy. I mean, those machines are not going to move by itself. Then you have places like Canada that are adding even more taxes to gas. Those are the wars. And you have also the U.S. reserve that they deplete almost all their reserve of gas when they try to pull down the prices, like I think 1 year or 2 years ago. So now they need to buy back more oil. So some people estimate that the barrel can go to $200. That is, I think, like 2x or almost 2x and a half more than the current price. The solution here, I would say, move digital. I can tell you, there are businesses like Inglés para Cholos, for example, that I don't rely, if prices of oil go up, my business doesn't suffer because it's digital, everything. And in the case of the supplements, the beauty is that I have less players. So it's just the manufacturer and I am the importer, I am the distributor and I am the marketer. So if you can reduce the supply chain of your product, you have chance to absorb more inflation. But if you have many middlemen in your chain, now you are screwed because everybody will ramp their price a little bit and now you are in a less comfortable situation. And maybe you are asking, I mean, nobody asked me this, but I asked myself, how is the quality of the big protein brands going? Because I can tell you, the quality of the top proteins like Gold Standard or Nitrotech has decreased. Why? Because that was the only way that they can keep up with the supply chain. And well, I don't want to get excited, but you get the point. Or move digital or reduce the number of players. And try to work your brand. Don't be a commodity. The last thing you want to be is a commodity. At Starbucks, they can increase their price whenever they want. But a small cafe, they can't. So be careful with that. That rhyme, that sounds good. The next one is third-party apps. I bought my ticket for CinePlanet last time. It was $6. That was a good deal. But usually the price is $21. Interesting enough, if you go and you pay to the cashier in CinePlanet, if you buy online, it costs me $21. If you go and pay to the cashier, it costs $18. Why do we have the difference? Because $3 go to the third-party company that receives the money, that processes the payment. If you can bridge the third party and try to pay directly to the end, to the commerce or to the business, many times you can get a better price. The same happened with delivery food apps. Delivery food apps charge between 20% and sometimes even 50% of the amount of money that you are sending. If the restaurant wants his name like higher in the algorithm, they have to pay an extra fee to the application app. So be careful with using third parties. I'm talking about credit cards. Please never pay with credit cards. You are destroying the business and they are increasing the prices for everybody else. And even like small apps like Yape, well, Yape is not a small app, but what I'm trying to go is that used to be free. My understanding is that they will plant a fee of 2 or 3% to commerce, to business, if they want to use that in a big scale. But the situation is that once that they increase that 3%, the commerce are going to also include that in our prices. Now, sounds silly. You say, yes, 3%, 10%, $3 of CinePlanet. Sounds little, but you can be sure that that is adding the total volume. If we have an inflation, it's not 10%. Inflation is at least 20% or 25% per year. At 2% or 3% above that, and it's a big difference. Two extra things. Lazy new generations. I'm going to do this episode in Spanish also. And I can imagine when I say lazy new generations, they are going to say, no, no fucking way, we are not lazy. First, people who follow my YouTube channel, they are kind of not the average person. So that's why I understand. But the average Gen Z are so lazy motherfuckers. By the way, my generations, millennials, they were not the hardest worker people. And my generation was also bad with money. So I believe since my generations, we have been doing, well, the average person have been doing terrible with money. But the problem with Gen Z is that their cost of opportunity is too high. It's like going to work means not being at home watching Netflix or having fun on social media or pornography. In my times, pornography was not that good, was not that convenient, you couldn't use it in a cell phone, the only thing that you had was your tu revista Somos, and you will jerk yourself off with your revista Somos. So the cost of opportunity is higher. Therefore, these new generations, they don't want to work for little money. And since the situation is not the best, many times people prefer not to hire them, so now they don't have a job. So that's the thing. And if they don't have a job, it's less employees in the market, less supply of employees, more demand, so higher prices of salaries for the people who want to work. Now, I don't want to jump to the... I get excited with these episodes. I don't want to jump to the next tip without including that for young generations, something that I will highly suggest is you need to find a mentor more than ever. Why? Because the quality of parents, la calidad de padres, has reduced a lot, like significantly. And why I say this? In my times, not all parents were good, by the way. We have also crazy people. But now it's even worse. We have a lot of sluts parents, padres putitas, a lot of divorce. When they have divorced, the problem is that now the parents fight for the kids' love. So they are trying to reward the kid with more things. And they are creating weak people. So if you're a young person and you smell that your father or your mother maybe is not the best, you don't need to complain, but just try to find a mentor in a professional area, in a fitness area, in a lifestyle area that really point you, target you to the right place. Sometimes parents want to do the best that they can, but they don't have information. Remember that AI, artificial intelligence, metaverse is something new. They cannot give you advice on something that they don't understand. They understand less than you. That doesn't mean that you are going to brag, hey, motherfuckers, I know more than you. No, but you get the point, right? Your parents are your parents, but you still need like extra coach. And the best way to find extra coach, just look someone that is doing good in the market, in something that you like, and try to offer some value, and then please ask. No, I ask, can you help me? Can I shadow you? Can you teach me? And in that way, you can speed up your curve of learning. And the last thing that I want to include here, two extra things rapidly. Unrepairable things. Check this case. If you are driving your car, you have the side mirrors, los espejos laterales. The side mirror, let's say that the bus driver, a motherfucker, he closed you with his car, with his bus. Now he destroyed your mirror. Can you go to the car shop or auto parts. I was forgetting the fucking name. Can you go to the auto parts store and ask for a mirror? Maybe the answer is not, because remember, now the technology connects that mirror, so you can move the mirror with some bottoms that can also reduce the reflection from the car that is behind of you. So that mirror is not just a mirror, it's a part of a higher technology part in your car. So now if you want to change that, you need to go to the same brand, to the BMW, to the Volkswagen, and buy from the store. It's very unlikely, like just an average person is going to fix that. If I have the same car accident with my Volkswagen Beetle, con mi escarabajo, I can just go to La Victoria, to Lucanas, and for 40 soles, I have the two side mirrors. So you get the point. The new cars are making harder to replace, to repair. And many times you need to go to the same brand, or sometimes you need to change the car because repairing that thing is too expensive. It's better to just resell the car. The same happened with cell phones. Updates that make the cell phone slower, now you cannot change the battery, and in some cases they are adding to products recurring revenues. There are many devices that usually you bought the device and you had everything. Now even in cars, there are things that require a recurring revenue thing if you want to have all the features. So be careful with things that are unrepairable. If you want to buy something, always try to buy the basic version. I mean, if you want to save money, if you don't want to save money, do whatever you want. But, for example, if I want to buy a car, I would prefer to buy a car as simple as possible with less technology. That car is going to last you more time. It's going to be easier to replace it. It's going to be easier to repair it also. And maybe, this is my theory, I'm not sure about this, but maybe the resale price of a car with less technology is going to suffer less than a car with higher technology. But that is topic for another day. And the last thing, just to wrap this podcast, here's my conspiracy theory. This is the part that, you know, the meaty part of the podcast. It's about distractions. And I'm not going to talk about social media. I don't like to repeat the things that you already know. And by the way, people know, but they still scrolling like huevonazos. But I want to go like higher level or like more specific. Megaphones. Megaphones is technology. How many people are using megaphones? That is distraction. And not only distraction, that shit is destroying our ears. There are a lot of people that are, they cannot listen well these days. Something extra. We have alarms everywhere. Alarms in the car, alarms in the door. Everything is a noise nowadays. That noise destroy our ear. Sounds silly, but I can tell you, many people, I call them and they don't listen. Hey, are you there? Are you there? And even if it doesn't destroy your ear, but it does, I can tell you. I check the data, it does. But even if it doesn't destroy your ear, it reduces your self-awareness. So in order to protect yourself, your brain starts to disconnect from the listening. So each time you listen less things, you pay less attention to the noises that are around you. And also people start to pay less attention to the things that are in front of them. I have many situations, but today was the worst of all. I was at the gym and I wanted to ask a guy if he was going to use the plate of 10 kilos. I was in front of him, face to face. I asked him, the guy smiling at the same time, hey, are you going to use the 10 kilos plates? And he was staring at me like a zombie. I have to wave my hand like a Miss Universe. And in that moment, he realized I was in front of him. He paused the thing and he paid attention to me. So technology, screens, and excessive amount of alarm and sirens and notifications are making people lose self-awareness. This sounds crazy, but please bear with me. Believe me, Uncle Balta always is paying attention to the trends. Be careful with the excess of noises and be careful with the excess of screens. Your self-awareness is one of your most powerful weapons that you can have. All dangers, all opportunities can be perceived by self-awareness. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe I will record it in Spanish. I don't know. I have energy. I feel a lot of power today. So I think I will take a shower. And after this, I will run to record it in Spanish for my YouTube channel. Remember, if you want to practice English, you can go to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. And if you want to buy the supplements or the audiobooks, you can go to the same WhatsApp.